When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey, everyone. It's Josh Johnson, and we want to know, what do you want to hear us argue about next on the show, okay? It's very easy to let us know. You can drop a comment on any of the Daily Show's clips of Hold Up, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Twitter. You can also hit us up with the hashtag Hold Up. And honestly, if we have an opinion about it, we'll do an episode about it. We both love to talk. We love to argue, and we love you. So without anything else, let's get into the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's the show that's a lot about nothing. It's big arguments about small things. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Swan! Brah, 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 brah. Hey! You could also make a noise when you say your name.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I didn't even say anything this time. I just don't understand
why you can't be like, it's Josh Johnson, ba ba da ba da ba ba. Like you could do.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you.
But
I'm
instead, you want to hate on my.
I wasn't hating. I didn't even say anything.
Oh, but your face. But
my face. I was looking down.
I felt it through la computadora. Okay.
I mean, if you say so, all right. But I really wasn't even thinking about it this time.
Wow, believe women, Josh.
I want to tell the people. Today's topic is something that I didn't even know would be contentious. You know, we talk about small things. This is so small that I never even thought it would come up on the show. One of our listeners, shout out to Misty.
On the YouTubes, brought it to us, and we just didn't. You don't know till you know, you know?
Yeah, until you feel it coming on.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, you know what? I do have a preference on this, and that should be discussed.
Today's topic is French fries versus onion rings.
Well, what I think we should do is give the people, one, a moment to decide where they stand on this, and two, a moment to decide where they think we are going to stand. Play the music! And we're back, okay? Yes. What did you decide? What did I decide? Where did you land on this, Joshua?
I am French fries.
I'm onion rings.
Wrong again.
Wow.
Wrong and wrong again.
You said it because I didn't say it about you, because usually I'm the one telling you that you're wrong.
Hey, but I can admit, sometimes I'm not right.
Yeah.
But I can easily admit when you're wrong. That comes to me quickly.
Any old person, okay? Anyone that walks in nature, doesn't anyone who takes breath can cut up a potato, put it in hot grease.
Mm-hmm.
The onion ring, you have to remember, onion rings aren't offered everywhere.
Okay.
Onion rings, there's different levels, right, to the onion ring. Some of them are freshly made, some of them are prepackaged. And also, I'm just going to throw in, there's something that's onion ring adjacent that I think I can throw in here, and I think people are really going to get on board with. And that is the bloomin' onion. The awesome blossom. You can throw that in there. If tomato soup can be fucking ketchup.
Wow.
If tomato soup can be ketchup, than I.
So onion rings were truly a red herring.
No.
Onion rings were out here just standing in the way before you could be like, blow, blooming onion.
No, onion rings were not a red herring. They were a blue marlin.
So you're telling me that you would rather in your life.
Yes.
Hot battered grease over onions.
Yes.
Than a delicious, freshly cut, crinkled, or curly potato. Because you're also giving up curly cues. All right. Giving up all types of fries. Because when we say French fries, I'm not talking about just one type of bagged, type of frozen type of fry. All right.
Right.
You're giving up the home fry style.
I hate home fries.
Okay.
They're either hash brown or mashed potatoes. Make a decision.
You're giving up the waffle fry.
Fine.
Just keep saying wild things.
Listen, this is what you don't know about me. I'm not really a fan of the potato to start with.
There's sometimes where you say things where I'm like, I can't help you then. You know?
It's really interesting. Like, I love rice.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of my Irish last name, because, you know, slavery, I'm not a huge potato fan. I don't know when is the... I could tell you it's probably been more than a decade since I've eaten a mashed potato.
Mm.
I don't cook them at my house. I don't buy them. I don't buy them or really eat them. So the only time I have a potato, really, is if I'm eating, like, a potato chip or a french fry. And I don't really, and so the only French fries I really, really like are the crinkle cut fries with Lowry's seasoning salt.
Okay.
With hot wings. So unless that's happening, like the shoestring potato or like the really thin one, my nemesis, they're awful and an insult to adulthood. But like curly fries are good because they're always seasoned. But I always wonder whenever I see a curly fry and I'm like, okay, but like where is the rest of, because they can't all be. Like, curly fries are interesting. I just don't understand how they make them. I do understand people love potatoes. People love bread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love those things.
You need.
Listen, I'm always surprised about how I'm the size when I don't eat the very starchy things. But there's other things that'll make you fat. Like genetics. Like, I just, this
you
is genetics.
In your life. The love of a French fry.
Bro, okay. I would rather eat a tortilla. I would rather eat a sliced tortilla, deep fried, cut into strips.
Look, potatoes that's not are even bad. I'm not even saying that that's a crazy thing. I'm just saying a French fry, what you're missing out on in life. Because here's the thing. If I gave up onion rings today, I'd be giving up something that I ate once maybe a year by accident. Because... it's just what was at the table. Everyone decided to split everything, and it's what somebody ordered, you know?
Onion rings can be done badly.
Yeah, they can be done rough. I mean, it also depends on, you got to get the right, because this is where I gain or lose respect for somebody's onion ring, okay? It all starts around the fold around the actual onion, because if I bite in, and there is a shoestring of onion for this big old onion ring.
Right.
And I've got nothing but a mouthful of cornmeal. Hey, we're not friends anymore, you know?
I hear you. I've also had French fries that were overdone, that were underdone, that were cold, that were, you know, there's the steak fry. There's the...
You don't like a steak fry?
It's just too much potato sometimes.
Like you said bite. It like you really been through it with him. Like,
I mean,
you said it like
my mother,
you tried to give him a chance and then.
I really did, but my mom got in this KFC phase. And my brother, one of my brother's homeboys used to work at KFC. So we would get hooked up all the time. And eventually I was just like, I can't eat a quarter of a potato per fry.
Mean,
so when you give me the fries, so it's like, first of all, they only gave you like five fries. But once you ate all of them, you ate an entire potato. Like, you could put them together and they would make one whole potato. And then sometimes, you know, when you're chewing a french fry, like sometimes it'll just get stuck in your chest. Like, you ever had that?
That has happened and that is terrifying.
Right.
That,
you're just like,
that's what I'm like. I shouldn't be eating any of this stuff, clearly. Because I've never had a carrot get stuck.
Mm-mm. Carrot won't do you like that. Carrot's going to slide, slide, slip and slide. These potatoes, on the other hand, are just holding on all the way down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm not saying either one of these are healthy.
No. Also, sidebar, are you in a short sleeve shirt?
What?
Are you wearing a short sleeve shirt?
Maybe.
Let me see.
Nah.
Come on.
Never.
What?
How dare my modesty?
What you mean? For those of you that don't know, I have never seen Josh Johnson's elbows. So.
Mm-hmm. Very few have.
Josh is a good Christian woman. You'll never see his ankles or his wrists. You'll never see Josh Johnson's elbows or knees, friend. Not today. Not ever. This ain't got pants on at the beach.
Yep. Yep. Even when Daily Show went to Miami, I walked on the beach in sneakers and long pants.
I'm so glad I didn't see you. I would have pushed you in the ocean.
Not even high waters, like straight up, ready to go.
I would have hit you with a clump of wet sand like it was a fucking snowball.
And I would have gone back to my room. I would have put on some different jeans.
Oh, man, the whole time we were in Miami, I didn't have a hole anything. I had a dress that was a whole back was out, fucking posing for pictures of Trevor. My toes were never covered the entire time I was there, ever.
Yeah, yeah. See, oof, that's a different discussion for a different day. But, like, the fact that people are out here thinking that sandals are shoes.
Bro.
I cannot abide it.
You know, I was born in Miami and we lived there. Like, I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. I was born in Miami and was raised in Atlanta, Miami. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that I was like, oh, nigga, I'm home, bro. Toes was out, titties was out, knees was out, the whole, like, come on, dog. What are we doing?
I'm not even saying I don't like sandals. I'm just saying sometimes, especially this is a New York thing, right? Because New York is nasty. Yeah. So sometimes something nasty will happen to somebody's foot in New York and they'll act like they had a shoe on. But I'll be like, no, you were in sandals. So when the rat ran over your foot, of course it touched your toes because you're not wearing shoes.
Right. That's
just
okay.
Set yourself up for success is all I'm saying.
Also, you have to pay more attention. I do see people walking through New York who aren't paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you are walking in New York in sandals and the bottom of your foot when you get done with your day is black... You were not wearing a shoe. Listen, you were out with the elements.
I understand Walmart feet is an issue, okay? Because that's what my country-ass friend told me. When you wear sandals, at the bottom of your feet are black. She calls it Walmart feet. And the first time she said it, I was like, what? And she said, well, your bottom of your feet look like you've been walking through a Walmart barefoot. And I was like, this is... Thank you, LaGrange, Georgia, because this is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I love a sandal. I hate wearing clothes. I mean, you already know. The listeners know this. I hate all of the accoutrement that comes with fucking non-warm weather. I have very pretty feet. I only got pedicures with my mom, and then we went to go see her homegirl so she could pick up her wigs. And we got pedicures, and we were showing our pedicures off, and my mother was like, look at her baby toe. You ain't never seen that full of a nail on a baby toe before. And her homegirl was in there going, no, why? Everyone at the salon was amazed by the full, whole nail on this baby toe. And I was like, my secret? I never wear pinching shoes. Because my mother, you know, she's like, if a shoe was cute, she's like, fuck that. Okay?
Yeah.
And as soon as it gets warm, toes are out. Toes are out.
Because they gotta be. That ends up happening with people, because I'm not even like a foot person or anything. You know what I mean? I'm not grossed out by feet, but I just don't think about feet, you know? Mm. But I will say for most people, you know, if you don't react, it didn't happen. You
know? I know. but I'm going to react. Because the way you said, whoops.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Onion rings, they have to have, there's a time thing. Like, yeah, if you don't get them right at the right time, they're going to be soft. They're going to be cold, but also like a cold French fry. Oh,
and what a cold French fry is a punch in the tongue.
Is a punch in the tongue and in your back. Like, I don't want to feel, I don't want anything that makes my back tight. Like a cold, you're like, I gotta finish these, but now my fucking back is tight because I ate these cold ass French fries and I ate too many of them. Because what also we have to remember is like, I don't know what happened a couple years ago, but like, tater tots started hitting restaurants, and I was like, the fuck was this?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? I guess they got tired of selling them to elementary schools, and somebody was in a meeting like, yo, I'm telling you, we send this to one fucking funky restaurant, you know, some cool ass restaurant, and these shits will blow up. And now all over the South, you get tachos and fucking poutine, tater tots and all kinds of shit. And tater tots, you know what tater tots are?
Mm.
They're the hot dogs of potatoes.
First of all, how dare you? Okay.
No. That's how it happened. You ever seen that show How It's Made?
No, I maybe I have. Like, I don't think so.
On that show, How It's Made. Josh's elbows! On that show, How It's Made. Nick, I've never seen your forearms. On that show, How It's Made, they were saying that tater tots came about because when they would make French fries, there would be these offcuts, and they were like throwing away all of this like offcut, and they were like, wait a minute, how do we utilize these? Because the pieces would be so small, you couldn't turn them into anything else, and somebody was, and some dude was like, hey, I thought I'd been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how tater tots have got invented, because they were all the fucking offcuts of French fries.
Would you consider the tater tot a French fry? Do you really believe that? Because I understand the end pieces, I understand the origin, but now when people are specifically making tater tots unto themselves, do you consider those French fries?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Because I feel like they fall in camp.
Because also, like, you know, there's two different types of hash browns. There's the hash browns that are like the ones from Waffle House, and then there's the hash browns that are the ones from McDonald's.
Yeah.
The ones from McDonald's are just flat, just grown up tater tots, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But I do love a McDonald's hash brown.
When I was little, a McDonald's hash brown and McDonald's fries were the only reasons that I like even looked at a McDonald's. I like the toy sometimes, but I wasn't a burger kid. I grew to like hamburgers, but when I was a little kid, the hash browns and the French fries were all I needed.
You didn't like burgers as a kid?
I thought they were fine, but I wasn't excited to have a burger.
I think we've all given the burger entirely too much credit. Because we act like that this is like this magnet. Let's, American Fair food is also the saddest. Like, we go to an American Fair restaurant, you're just like, okay, a burger and then what? Like, tell me, Because, like, because America is just a slapdash fucking place. Because America's a business and not a country. Mm-hmm. Truly. We talk about fucking freedom, but it's a fucking business. More than anything. So I remember as a kid getting, like, one of those Kids Across the World books. And they would have kids in their traditional clothing of their country. And then it got to the United States. And it was a kid. It's always, because I was a boy and a girl, right? So I'm looking at the traditional clothing of Poland, fucking China, Japan, Mexico, Argentina, right? Mm-hmm. Showing you the Russia, showing you the traditional clothing of these countries in a little paint with water book. It gets to America, fucking t-shirt and jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we have nothing. We have nothing. So it's like, that's what I think about it. Like America, it's just like, because we're a fucking, we invented the jeans, right? We invented denim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just so it's like, okay, I get it. I don't, I'm sure we invented it, but it's also, we invented denim to protect people from machinery. And now people are like, oh, I love wearing jeans. And I'm like, bitch, you're in protective gear. Like it's like, and plus jeans have never been comfortable. We can all calm down, right? So it's like, America's a fucking business. So it's like, of course, it's like, we have a few things. Let's get them right. French fries, we figured that the fuck out. The potato, the onion ring, it's like.
It's a delicate balance. I'll give it to you.
It's a delicate balance. You know, onion rings are like, when you get a good onion ring.
With a little bit of give. So crispy, but a little bit of give.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, there's like a good solid onion in there.
Yeah, yeah. Something with a bit of crunch.
Right, because you've had onion rings where it's just like, oh, these just been sitting in the window. Where the fuck was the server, right?
I'll tell you right now, too. Sometimes you bite in and you get like, and this is maybe too specific of an experience, but I feel like this must happen to other people. You bite into the onion ring, right? You get halfway through, and that's when you realize that like, the rest, the onion ring itself, the actual onion is like, nah, we go together. You're not biting through anything. And so now you've bitten through the crust of the onion ring, but the actual onion is tough. It's like a little slimy and it's like, it's not going to break for you.
What I don't like is when people don't peel enough of the onion. So you've got the flesh of an onion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that papery part because it's all in the same.
Yep.
And the just the anger I had one day. Mm-hmm. These were good onion rings, and this was the last one. And I was like, you motherfuckers. Why? But it's like also, but then there's like the Burger King onion ring. Mm-hmm. And just sometimes getting your fries, you're just like, because one of my friends, she was like, she only likes the Burger King onion ring. And I was like, but it's not even like a real, it's like an onion kind of, it's almost like an onion paste in there. It's not like a real, it's not a, like, because you've gotten an onion ring in your fries before Burger King.
Yeah.
There's not, it's not like it's a real, I don't think it's like a real onion in there. And she was like, yeah, that's why I like it, because it's not a real onion. But it's like, because every time I see onion rings on a menu, I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I don't always order them because I'm just like, you know what? You need to calm down. You need to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to calm down. I've been looking at the thing. I saw a thing on TikTok. It's like, hey, relax. You got too much dip on your chip. You need to relax. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not making sure I'm not out here with too much dip on my chip. Okay? Well,
speaking of dip, the French fry is the perfect dipping utensil.
But that means that your focus is the dip and not the fry.
No, it's both. It's both. I love Whataburger. Whataburger.
Whataburger, people do not, with honestly, when are they going to fucking franchise?
And
when
the
are
fries.
They
going to
be, bro, Whataburger, I remember I went to Texas one time. I was like, when I first started going on the road doing colleges, and I was starving. I flew in late the night before because you always had to fly in the night, fucking night before. And I had no mode of transportation. And this was when an Uber wasn't popping like it's popping now. Uber Eats wasn't even a thing. So I paid the dude in cash to take me through the drive-thru at Whataburger.
Yeah.
And the number of times I remember leaving a Texas airport and I was like, it was like the Dallas airport, because I don't think it's in the Austin airport. It's not in the Austin airport. There's a Whataburger in the Dallas airport at the time. I had to go to a different terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I actually got to the airport on time. I'm going to walk the 20 fucking minutes to this other terminal to get this Whataburger. And then I'm going to eat it on the fucking plane.
Because when I tell you that the right sauce with the right French fry cannot be matched, like you've already told me that a lot of places don't have the onion rings, right? So it's not even an option at some places.
Yes, but everywhere has French fries. And once again, you were talking about it, when something is available everywhere, does that make them a loose woman? Who knows? Does this make the potato a floozy? Or is it adaptable, industrial, and cheap to produce? It is. But what I will say is,
I have no problem with the potato being an ethical slut. All right? I'll tell you right now. I hear you.
I hear you. But I think that it's not something. A lot of places don't offer onion rings because they're work, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everywhere offers French fries because you just buy them frozen. But I think we could do better for ourselves when it comes to the French fried potato. Also, we cannot talk about French fries. But I'll talk about the fact that we started calling them freedom fries. I was like, you white people don't have enough problems.
Freedom
fries. And no one got on board. No one got on board.
Freedom fries is great.
You remember this nonsense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the French wouldn't go to war with us or some shit. So we stopped, like, they're like, oh, we're going to call them for, I was like, it doesn't. They don't even call these that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call them French fries. We do. They call them pommes frites. Which is, it's just fried fucking potato.
Now, does every type of country do a French fry?
I don't know.
Because I feel like an onion ring is very American specific.
Yes, it's one of those things where it's like, this is just us. We're the only ones doing this. Because honestly, I've been to Australia. I ain't seen now blooming onion the whole fucking time I was there.
Yeah. But they do have onions.
Everywhere has onions.
So that's why I'm always taken aback why, because the blooming onion, because this is the thing. This is also why a part of me took issue with you wrapping the blooming onion into the onion ring, because they're not two different things. They're almost like tater tots and French fries. But the blooming onion, the power of a blooming onion. Hey, I remember my first blooming onion.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, I think this is all I eat now, right?
Yes.
Which is, you would die. Don't do that. But
truly die.
But the blooming onion, I'm blown away that more countries aren't doing that.
I remember I worked at this place called Old Time Pottery when I was in high school, and I bought, because you know, you actually have to, like, the cuts for that thing are actually really hard to do. And just a regular, because it's so many, because it's like you have to cut it so much, but you can't cut through the base of it, otherwise it'll fall apart. Mm. And I remember buying the little, it's almost like a, I guess what they're asking to call it is a jig. Where it's got it's slots, it's a tube with slots in it, and you cut off the top, like the very top of an onion, you put this down in it, and then you go around with a knife and just do all of these cuts, and then we made the tempura batter and fried it, and my mom was like, we're gonna do this all the time. We're gonna do this, it was like, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely, but the first time you have a blooming onion, you cut it, you put it in a little sauce.
Now, the other thing is the range that the French fries are coming with. Because like I said before, you got the waffle fry, you've got the thick cut fries, you've got the skinny itty bitty fries, you've got the curly fries, you got the sweet potato fries.
Okay? Yeah, that's a whole different creature.
Sweet potato, they are out here doing everything that the regular French fries doing in the same shapes and the same sizes.
But this is the thing with the sweet potato fry.
Hmm.
If you don't know how to fry that bitch right, you just have a mushy orange French fry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The number of times I've just had just a mushy foldable, limp, flaccid sweet potato fry.
Yeah.
And you want sweet potato fries to be good.
You want them to succeed. Yeah.
You want them to succeed. You know, it's nice to see some diversity in the fry industry, right? A potato of color just coming in.
Yeah. Sure.
You know what?
Potato of color. No, I'm with you, though. It's time we end the segregation at the plate.
Yeah. You know, people already don't want their food to touch. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like the onion ring. It's like, so when I see them, I get them. And I can say them, for as much as I really love them, I've been disappointed so many times.
Mm.
But I keep trying. It's like,
you're a believer.
I'm a believer. It's like, you know what? I went back to the same man multiple times in 8 years and it was never good. So I'm already making bad decisions. Why not just keep trying these fucking onion rings? But when you get an onion ring that's good, you're like, oh, because like my mom made onion rings one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. My mom be cooking, bro. I saw her one day tempura fry a pound of broccoli and 2 pounds of green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a lot, but it's not. You think a pound is bigger than what it is. And she's doing it. And my brother was like, why are you frying all these vegetables? This isn't even healthy. And my mother was like, honestly, she's sitting there eating a fried green bean. She's like, honestly, I never even liked vegetables. I just ate them for y'all. And she's sitting there.
Let me throw this out there, though. Let me throw this out there. I think one of the only reasons that we fry green beans is because we have potatoes and we have French fries. And somebody looked at a green bean one day and they were like, what if this was a French fry too?
Hmm.
I think that that's what happened. I have no proof. There is no evidence behind what I'm saying. But it's I believe it wholeheartedly.
Oh, it's like I believe that, like, after thinking about it, I think magnetic lashes are going to make women cross-eyed. Well, not women. Whoever wears magnetic lashes, I think it's going to make them cross-eyed. And because I was saying to my mom, I was like, oh, you should try these magnetic lashes because she wears lashes all the time. And then I was like, I think they make people cross-eyed. She's like, why haven't you told me to try it? And I was like, no, I changed my mind about it. Don't try it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I have absolutely no evidence that a magnetic lash
will make someone magnetized too.
So they put metal shavings because magnets need metal.
Yeah.
So there's metal shavings in an eyeliner and you put the liner on your eyes and then you put it on the lash and then because of magnetism, they stick to your fucking eyes.
This seems like a bad idea.
Thank you!
Because once I figured out the science behind it. Amounts of metal. That's like if they were like, there's some metal shavings in the water. It's like, all right, well, my inside's getting cut up.
Or I need just a strong Brita filter.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'll go as far as say this. I think that we get the shards that we do now of carrot, of squash, you know, those very thin, almost circle shards that people cut things into and they either fry them up or they serve them as a garnish. I think that that comes from curly cues. I think that comes from the shoestring fry. Okay.
You know, when you see like the spiral cut vegetables or like the zucchini noodle, which I tried the zucchini noodle and it really broke my fucking heart.
Yeah, no, I fought for it for a long time. There was a place that did zucchini noodles and pad thai, and I wanted to love it so badly. And every time I bit down, I was like, this is too much of a battle.
This is too much of a...
If it's on my plate, it should be dead. Especially a vegetable fighting back while
I try to eat. It felt very much alive.
Yeah. The and crunch like, you know, was not welcome.
No, because it wasn't... It was a soft crunch. It was... The texture was... This vegetable is not supposed to be in a sauce like this. It's like...
It was coming from a place that should have been cooked down.
Yes.
It would be like if you were eating your KFC and in the middle of the meal, the chicken woke up.
And was like, hey, why are you eating me? Like, yo, I don't need this cartoon.
Or just started screaming. Or just like, oh, my leg.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I'll say this, because, you know, we both went to restaurants. The French fries, they do their own French fries. Mm-hmm. It's a box, basically, of blades. You put the potato, you pull down. You put the potato, you pull down. You put the potato, you pull down. With the onion ring, you got to slice it up. Then you got to separate it. Then you got to toss it in batter. Then you got to deep fry. So there's way more work that goes into the onion ring. But anything that's classy and of value is going to require more work. The potato is a simple, simple person. He's a simple guy, you know. He's a simple guy. He probably enjoys staycations. You know.
Wow.
Probably enjoys winter time.
Wow. How absolutely
what?
Dare.
What you mean?
I mean, the fact that you tried to bring it all the way back around.
I'm just saying. I understand. Fine.
No, I get it. I get it.
Listen,
you out here hating.
Hating.
That onion rings will never reach the pinnacle, the level, the echelon.
Oh, no.
Of a French fry.
No. There is no echelon to be met when you are pedestrian.
Okay.
There is no echelon.
To call a perfectly fried waffle fry pedestrian just lets me know how out of touch you really are.
A waffle fry is just a French fry.
With complexity.
They just had somebody with some time. That's all. That's all. Because you know what? Waffle fries, people are not, no one's cutting. People will cut French fries at a restaurant. They are not taking time in a busy restaurant to make their own waffle fry. That is a factory. No one's making their own curly fries. That is a factory. You understand? This is factory work. This is factory food. Okay? I'm not
factory
saying this is
factory food.
It's factory food. It's factory food.
Do you want people in your kitchen? Have that joy in your life.
I'm not saying I don't have the joy in my life. What I'm saying is that I want to expand my experiences, okay? I want to do new things with my palate. Everybody sells French fries. If you got hot grease, you can sell a fucking French fry. Not everybody's taking the time needed to make a waffle fry because it's not for everybody, okay? That's not work that everyone can do. You have to know what your skill level is, your level of determination, okay? Your ability to make this batter, to make sure these fries are cut, make sure these onion rings is cut right. French fries, throw that to, shoot. They strap it to the wall. That French fry cutting thing, if you make your own fries in your own restaurant, they strap that bitch to the wall, okay?
You know what we're going to do?
Shoot.
We're going to kick it over to the listener. Let's see.
Kick it over to him. What you not going to do, okay. Ask the people. Because listen, this is going to be another staycation vacation situation. I'm coming from a different place in life, okay?
Uh-huh. And apparently I'm coming pedestrian.
You out here with no shoes on the boots on the ground, friend. Boots on the ground. Wow.
You let us know what you feel. Are you an onion ring fan? Are you a French fry lover? Okay.
I know more people are going to say French fry. And I'm fine with that. Because if I got on this podcast trying to impress people, I would be wrong. I'm just here. It's not about me changing hearts and minds. It's about letting people know that you don't know what to do with your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from all of you. You know, what do you love? What can you maybe not stand? Okay. Do you side with Dulce? Do you think that onion rings are better? Or do you side with me and think that French fries are a delight? Okay. Let us know. If you are looking to catch up with us on the socials, you can find me at Josh Hanson Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. I also have another podcast called The Josh Johnson Show. And if you are looking for Dulce,
you can find me on a lot of the socials, except Tumblr. I don't know if that page still works. And is anybody on MySpace? But you can find me on the stuff we fuck with at Dulce Sloan. And it's DulceSloan. And we're going to spell it across the bottom of the screen. So you
got it. And we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you tuning in every week. We hope you have a great rest of the day and a wonderful
week. Wop, bop, wop, bam, boom.
This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.